It's 8:45, 91.5 FM KIOS. I'm Mike Hogan, and our morning interview this morning, live and local, just for you. Vout Weston, creative founder of Circus Family, which you're going to learn a lot more about here in a moment. Vout has come all the way from Amsterdam.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you here.
Thanks for
having me. And joining us from Amsterdam for the Kaneko Light exhibition, and you're the opening artist. That exhibition opens this weekend.
Yeah.
And you are the opening artist for that. Can you talk about what does the what does a Circus Family do?
Of course, yeah. We call ourselves an audiovisual design studio, which means we design for moving image, and that could be a very broad execution. So one of the reasons that we're here is that we're building an installation for tonight's opening act at Lights at Kaneko organization. We were asked to build our installation here, and that's an experience in which we ask people to play with light and become part of the installation and experience light in a new way of presenting aesthetics, telling a story, or experiencing the light format. So perfect place for it.
Oh, well, it is. For informational purposes only, if you can tell the listeners your website, and as soon as you do, I'll explain why.
Of course. It's www.circusfamily.com.
It's an amazing website, because to describe in words what you do visually is certainly taxing on the vocabulary, because the presentations that you have done, you are contracted for everything from solely artistic presentations to commercial presentations to motivational presentations for corporations. How do you take an idea that your client has and turn that into a visual experience?
You've seen that very well. It's a very broad range of work that we make, and we like it that way. We like that different influences create the final aesthetic that we make. Sometimes it can be the briefing of a client, it can be a word, it can be a concept. Sometimes we come up with these concepts ourselves to push ourselves, to push the boundaries in our research and development, like this installation here in Omaha. And sometimes it's part of a big commercial campaign, so it starts with an installation that we built, we shoot the commercial for it, we promote it, and we help the clients achieve this experience.
Oh, sure. We're talking with Vout Weston. He's the creative founder of Circus Family, just in from Amsterdam. Appreciate you taking the long flight in to have a chat with us this morning.
You're more than welcome.
Tonight, you're going to kick things off with a bit of a talk.
Absolutely.
Just for members of the Kaneko.
Yeah.
But you kind of get to do a precursor to the big event, which is starts December 5th. But if you can just briefly give us an overview, those of us who are not members, of just kind of bullet points of what you'll cover tonight.
What we'll cover tonight is we'll talk about the different influences that we like to present in our work. So I want to take a little bit from the commercial side, that's our background, motion graphics, big VJ, visual sets, into the more abstract work that we will present tonight. And I will talk about the ingredients that influence both directions. I think it's very nice for people to see that you can take work from self-initiated projects, bring it back to commercial projects, or vice versa, and learn from that and be open to mixing new techniques, being open to new technologies, but at the same time also not forgetting where you come from and more traditional techniques.
2004 is when your company started, correct? And when you started
more or less, yeah.
More or less, okay.
Yeah.
And you were doing snowboarding videos, correct?
Absolutely.
That's where you kind of cut your teeth on this type of thing. So you mentioned about integrating with technology. What has the proliferation of the GoPro camera done for what you do? Incredible technology, isn't it? And it's become very affordable.
Absolutely. I think affordability, and of course the way that you can spread out the work that you make. So I think it's both affordability and the rise of the internet and the way that you can distribute your work. And I think what I really like about it, it's also the snowboard background is very much about the do-it-yourself mentality. So you can easily go out with a digital camera that was available by then and go out, make films, distribute them yourself. And I think getting yourself known and heard of, and it's I think a big advantage.
And how has that impacted the creativity of youngsters who may have an idea mentally and suddenly, why, they have the tools available to manifest that, don't they?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, I think the tools are there. It's all up to yourself. I think it's there's no boundaries left. You can just see how you want to combine techniques it all starts with a good concept. And if you have a good concept and you know how to execute it, you can make amazing things, which you will see tonight.
Absolutely. That's incredible. Well, you just tied that up real nicely.
Well, I try to.
This isn't your first rodeo, is it?
No. True.
Vout Weston, thank you very, very much for coming out here. He's the creative founder of Circus Family. You can go to circusfamily.com and take a look at both the commercial work and the artistic work. It's really quite a treat for the eyes. I
thank you very much.
Yeah, recommend just taking a peek. You'll enjoy the artwork. Light at the Kaneko runs December 5th through March 31st. There are going to be multiple artists there, and the first one here is Vout Weston. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. It was real nice to chat with you. It's 8:51 on 91.5 KIOS. Good morning.